You're a realtor, maybe you're selling your house and you get a pre-qualification from somebody who wants to buy it and it says FHA and you go, no way, I can't take that offer because that person's probably just a terrible credit risk. It's going to take way too long and the appraisal process is daunting. So in today's video, what I want to explain to you guys is I'm going to debunk all those things. So when you start seeing rates like this and you see the 30-year fixed up there at 7.69 and you see FHA at 7.15, we're obviously going to advise our clients in most cases to take an FHA loan. So what I'm here to do is debunk a lot of the things that are out there. So what when it comes to, is the borrower a bad borrower? Well, no. There's a lot of people in the 700, 780 credit scores that go with an FHA loan because they're not putting a lot down and it's much cheaper for them, especially on when it comes to rates. Okay, so it's not for deadbeats. Yes, it allows you to have maybe a less of a time frame if you had a foreclosure or bankruptcy. But other than that, the guidelines, if they qualified for an FHA loan, they meet the standards when it comes to income, credit, and they have enough assets to buy your house. So the next thing we want to say is, oh, well, it takes way too long to close on an FHA loan. Well, do you know it's basically the same time frame? There's really nothing different in the process. Basically, what we do is we take your application, we pull your credit, we put your information into Fannie Mae, and I'm not going to explain all that in this video. I have tons of other videos to explain that. If Fannie Mae then kicks us out and it says the loan is approved, and then we just validate all the information and we're good to go. The only thing you really need different with an FHA loan is you need a case number. So we get that from HUD and it usually takes us maybe 24 to 48 hours. That's it. So it doesn't take much longer than a conventional loan. Now the thing comes down to it when it comes to appraisals. Is there differences in appraisals? You betcha. An FHA is more, I guess, say more user friendly to the buyer of the property because they want to make sure that house is safe for you. So let's get over and look at some of these guidelines when it comes to the appraisal guidelines for FHA. Okay, so what we're going to look at first is right through here. HUD requires a minimum standard to be met by all FHA-approved appraisers, which include additional education, training, and state certifications. So many of the FHA appraisers who are coming out to do your house have a little more education and licensing than your average appraisal. Next, FHA emphasizes that an appraisal is not a home inspection, and it does not guarantee that the home is without flaws. However, FHA takes steps to try to see that the house is safe, sound, and sanitary. For that reason, the FHA appraiser is expected to require a repair or replacement of anything that may affect the safe, sound, and sanitary habitation of the house. Okay, so now let's go down through some of the things that FHA requires that maybe conventional appraisals do not. Only FHA appraisals require a case number. Well, I addressed that in the previous one. We order a case number from HUD, and it usually takes 24 to 48 hours to get that. No delays, and it usually never affects the appraisal. Number two, FHA requires a certified level appraiser, meaning they're licensed and educated additionally than the normal appraiser out there. So that's number two. Three, both FHA and conventional appraisals are completed in the same uniform format. So there's really not much of a difference there as well. Let's continue down to four. FHA appraisals address safety issues. Common ones include staircases without railings, exposed electrical, broken windows, holes in the fire doors between the house and garage, such as dodgy doors, missing deadbolts, and etc. Increasingly, conventional underwriters are asking appraisers to identify potential health issues as well. Okay, so there's not much of a difference there. But if you see this, if you're a realtor out there, do you really want your buyer going into a house that maybe doesn't have stair rails, the kids can fall, exposed wires, broken windows? Probably not. Okay, so let's go to number five. FHA appraisals also reflect that all utilities were tested and indicated that they were functioning properly. So that's another thing. Do you want your buyers getting into a house that the electrical doesn't even work? Should be a concern to you. Number six, an FHA appraisal will always include in head and shoulder of the attic, and then we go to seven, and if there's a crawl space, they do that as well. So what they're going to do, conventional appraisers don't need to do this, but if you're getting an FHA appraisal, they're going to go in the attic and the crawl space to see, are there foundational cracks? Is there leakage? Is there water? Is there damage? Is there mold? Is there issues? You would want that for your buyers. And if you're a buyer of a home, you would want this as well. Okay. Number eight, if the house was built prior to 1978, any peeling paint would need to be rectified. What that means is paint prior to that age has asbestos in it and other chemicals that might be cancerous. So what FHA requires is that you take care of that because we don't want the people buying your house to get cancer, do we? Okay, let's go over to number 9. Lack of a CO detector is considered a health hazard, so FHA is requiring you to have those, as well as smoke detectors on number 10. The rest of it is basically irrelevant. I want you to understand that there's not much of a difference when it comes to conventional appraisals versus FHA, and nor does it require that, you know, maybe that borrower is a bad borrower, and is it going to take much longer to close on that deal? So, hopefully I debunked a lot of your issues to your buyers and realtors out there that are not taking those buyers with an FHA pre-qualification. So hopefully this was informative to you. And if it was, all I ask you to do is give it a thumbs up. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel if you have not yet. Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you. Bye-bye.